Well, now, I'm not so sure you're supposed to be awake. No, I think quite the opposite, in fact. You should be very, very deep into sleep at this very moment. And yet, you're not. There you lie, awake, looking up at me. You're not supposed to see me. Definitely breaking the rules there. That's not good for me. Do you think you're dreaming? Well, you're not. And that's a problem for me. What are you doing? No. Don't sit up. I don't need you any more awake than you already are. Now you're going to start to panic, which is really going to taint the product. No, listen. It's fine. You're fine. I'm not going to hurt you. This isn't the first time I've been here in your bedroom watching you sleep. Or in this case, not sleep, which probably isn't a good thing if I don't want you to panic. I'm not really cut out for this job. Listen, I am a dream deep. A collector. Yes, I collect them. Dreams. For no nefarious purpose whatsoever. I just slip up to the bedside of slumbering mortals and suck out the souls of their dreams. Which is entirely different from your own mortal soul, I assure you. It's more of an essence of dreams, I suppose. Although dreams are tied to human souls, so. Anyway, it hardly matters. You will have to excuse me. I haven't actually spoken to a human in, Well, how long has it been since the radio was invented? Huh, yes. I remember that debacle quite clearly. Best we leave the past in the past. The point is, dear mortal, I really have no ill intentions against your person. Honestly, I'm just trying to do my job here. My job being that I, of course, collect dreams. Oh, I haven't collected one from you in a while. That's due to a rotation in the schedule, but I'm sure you're not interested in the way that works. I'm really not even that interested in the way that works. I just get the names, you know. And apparently you're quite, in dream debt. I guess no one has come to collect from you in a while. Which I have to wonder if it was really my turn in rotation to be here. Or if you were pawned off to me and I was specifically set up to fail. My quotas have been a bit low, you see. And there are some who would undoubtedly celebrate that fact. But it isn't my fault, not truly. I'm a slave to the rotation, just like anyone else. If I'm not getting good collections, then it's more indicative of a sloppy rotation than a lack of expertise on my part, mostly. Right, I'm getting sidetracked. You have no idea what I'm talking about at all. Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, so don't feel bad. You know, some of those details aren't meant for human minds to wrap themselves around. So, you know, if they get too entangled, quite a mess. You don't want that. Absolute disaster. So, how about we, instead of talking about me, we talk about you?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So, where are your dreams? Where are they at? I need to do a little, you know. So can you bring those out for me? Can you hand them over just a little bit even? You know, I'll take the ones where you show up in public without pants. Or the ones where your teeth fall out. Totally. You'll forget all about them. Totally. You know, whichever ones you don't want, I'll just scoop those right up. Just take them off your mind. You'll forget all about them. You can keep all the nice ones. It's just that you're extremely dream deficient. I won't go into details as to why that's bad for you, but I'm a dream demon, not a dead demon. You really don't want to meet one of those guys. You know, for me, good dreams, bad dreams, they weigh the same. But once a dream dead demon moves in, oh yeah, they collect with interest. Best you avoid that. You can do that by giving me some dreams. If you just put your little head right down there on that pillow and snooze away. What do you mean you can't sleep? All humans sleep. You love sleep. You have rituals dedicated to sleep. You spend over half your lives sleeping. What do you mean you can't? Well then, in that case, I think I see the problem. And now that you mention it, I do see a problem. Yikes. You know, you look pretty rough. Inside and out. Your whole aura is, up. Right, and no sleep, no dreams, it makes sense. Yeah. But what can we do about that? Alright, listen up. I have an idea, one in which I think we can both. Yeah? Alright, so you're clearly in dire need of sleep, which is the incubator of dreams, which I am in dire need of myself. So we're gonna do a little tradesy here. I will help you sleep. I will help you sleep consistently, peacefully. You will wake up feeling entirely rested. In exchange, I get your dreams. All of them. The more we go through this procedure, the more rested, in fact, your sleep will become. The more productive for your body. You'll feel supernaturally healthy. No ill side effects whatsoever, I guarantee it. But in turn, the more rested your sleep becomes, the more fuller your dreams become, which will reflect very nicely on me as a strong collection. Now, we wouldn't tell anyone about this arrangement because it's a bit illegal. But you need help, and I need help. So let's help each other. I'm assigned to be your personal little demon for a good chunk of time by your standards. Definitely. Long enough for both of us to benefit exponentially from this arrangement. So, What do you say?
Oh yes, don't let the whole everything fool you. I'm actually quite good at it. So, do we have a deal?
Perfect.
Well, in that case, I think we should start tonight. Right now, in fact. Lie down. And let's see what it is that relaxes you.
What are those things that bring you the most comfort? The places you escape to when you need to leave your own reality. Is it a memory? Things you recall from your past, from a moment in time where you experienced true bliss or contentment, or perhaps it is a place you have not been, a place called true. Imagination, a place of your own design, where everything is perfect,
sustained,
and perfectly suited to you, a sustained pocket, a faultless existence, a place you face away to. It does not matter where or when or even if. Let your mind take you there. It knows this place. Your spirit. Let it go and follow it. Be there and revel in its glory. A place of nourishment. The safest place you could possibly retreat to. Nothing happens here. Unless you allow it. Everything is by your will and your design. Nothing can break it or cleanse or shatter it. Nothing. Rest here a while. It's been waiting for you. It needs you just as much as you need it. Rest here. Rest your mind and your body. And your soul in this place meant only for you. Rectify the imbalances that you feel tipping your internal scale. Let yourself feel the peace that it wash over you. Let it cover you and come. This is your life, and no being can take it from you. I cannot take it from you. Here you have all the power. Here it is only you. You are free to rest away from your worldly worries. Rest now. Close your eyes.